Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we have a Street Life Petty Neighbour Special. And things do get very petty.
Someone went round and nicked all of his pair. I don't know. He wasn't the most popular man, so I say. So I think.
Oh, wow.
Well, he sounds like a riot.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away some merch, shall we? That's what you early birds love, and that's what we love to do early doors. And joining us right now on line one is Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Matt.
Hi,
Rachel. Welcome along to the show. Rachel is a police officer in Norfolk, and if she is to win a sauce, it's going to be the guest of honour at her wedding day next Sunday. So, Rachel, what an honour that is. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to be... Well, firstly, congratulations. What's a police officer wedding like? Is it a great place to be? Do you guys know how to get down? Or is it all very safe and steady?
It's going to be the best place to be.
And a bottle of our sauce could be there too. You thinking of trying to play for multiple sauces and do it as like a wedding favour?
Oh, yes.
That would be amazing. Yeah, that would work.
You know who genuinely did that?
Yes.
You know my partner's birthday today, so this could be an extra birthday present.
Oh. What's your partner's name?
Tim Copsey.
Tim
Copsey's marrying a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be a police officer called Mrs. Copsey. Are you kidding me? Is this a children's book?
PC Copsey.
Is that what we're doing?
We're both PC Copsey.
You're both PC Copsey. Wow, I love that. What's that called when you get into a job with your name?
Nominative determinism.
Yeah, again, live on the breakfast show.
What the hell is going on?
Two police officers called the Copseys.
That is wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, we love this. We're so pleased for you. I was going to say, the person who genuinely had sauce as a wedding favour, he sat to my left now, Matt Dyson.
It's true.
It was one of the great things because all of your guests, we all got to have a really great time. Mm. We all went home a little bit squiffy.
Yeah.
And then when we got in and we had like the kind of hunger after that beautiful meal, we all had a bottle of Nando's sauce with us. Yeah, it was just perfect.
With mine and Katie's faces on it.
Yeah, it was just nice, great. Yeah, not like a little, you know, netting bag of almonds. Who wants that? This is really great.
Who wants sugared almonds?
No one wants that. I want some hot peri-peri sauce.
Yes, but we'd settle for a place on the top table. But
we
imagine
would.
Both of our sauces on the top table. That'll look nice.
Well, no, you've got to pick a sauce. You know the rules. But first... Rachel Copsey, if I may call you that. you've got to tell me, according to one listener who was lying, by the way, he said he went to school with me back in the 90s. How dare you? He said I was in a gang. Was it the Furby gang or the Tamagotchi gang?
It's got to be the Furby gang.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
It says you were part of a group called the Furby gang, where you collected Furbies and used to play Furby Wars at lunch in the playground.
Yeah.
I still want to believe.
You want to believe.
But he said it was Lewisham. We didn't go to school in Lewisham, so have a piece of
No, it's not just the... As I said yesterday, it's not just the geography or the chronological...
It's everything about it is
it's
a
just
lie.
Not, I would, why would I be... I was so cool. I've always been cool. I'm cool now. I was cool then. Okay, Copsey. Let's get down to business, shall we? Do you want, at your wedding, to the other Copsey? Do you want a bottle of Clough? Or a bottle of Fountain of Youth?
It's got to be the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yes, Rachel. Wow. Thank you, officer. Do you know what? Matt's right. I think on the top table, you're going to need a bottle of both. So we'll send you one of each for your big day next Sunday.
Amazing. Thank you for tuning in
on the main station. Have the most incredible day and we'll speak to you real soon. Thank you, Rachel.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, we have about 25 minutes to go until 10 weeks of tickets returns. We have your chance to see Liam Gallagher live as we once again examine the wit and wisdom of the Gallagher brothers. But first, well, it's your social ammunition with Matty D. Matt, what's going on out there?
A bit of a Partridge-inspired special this morning, Dave. Because, first, we've seen the news that Steve Coogan is returning to our screens as Alan Partridge for a new six-part mockumentary, which is very exciting, which is called And Did Those Feet with Alan Partridge.
I think it might be based on some of the story from the latest book called Big Beacon, which I couldn't recommend enough, particularly As an audio book, because yes. Steve Coogan obviously delivers the whole delivery. Thing as Partridge.
And they're so funny, those books, aren't they? There are pictures of him that have been released of him like walking through a field, swinging on trees in a meadow, wearing some jeans, some yellow jeans and a bomber jacket. Mm-mm-mm. I mean, it all bodes very well. Elsewhere, Andrew Kerr's excellent Petrolhead character is back. He's that proper bloke with brogues and bootcut
jeans. He's Partridge-esque is what you're saying.
There's elements of Partridge to his delivery. This time he's on a train chatting to strangers. Here he is.
I mean, you've really got to cherish the railways, right? I mean, the locomotive, what a way to move that is. This is my maiden voyage with these guys today, but I mean, I can tell already they're classy operators. I can tell that much. Any idea what the annual ridership figures are with them? No, I'd be interested to know that for sure. I mean, I'm used to a pendolino myself. That's my bread and butter. I mean, the Italians, they had no business coming up with that. Special, special piece of engineering. Yeah, have you ever ridden steam before, champ?
Yes, champ. Calling people champ. It's excellent work. I'll share the video on my Twitter. Alan's arch enemy, Noel Edmonds.
Not Edmonds.
Is going viral while all this is happening in the weirdest way you can imagine. Right. This is on Accidental Partridge. They've shared this. And there's a picture of Noel Edmonds just at an ice cream, getting an ice cream from a cafe, Laxey Beach Cafe. He appears to be on holidays, having a lovely time. And then you look down at his feet and he has odd shoes on. He's got one pair of like tie-up brown brogues and then one which is more of like a Chelsea
boot.
I
pop brown shoes? Yeah.
I mean, it's so bizarre. It doesn't appear to have been photoshopped.
That is bizarre.
How anyone would do that in the morning by accident, surely you'd notice when you're doing
odd.
It at the laces.
Well, like, yes.
But then, and people are speculating as to what has happened. Okay. Someone said perhaps he pierced his foot on a spike and had to improvise.
And it is a Partridge special.
It is
Thank
a Partridge
you.
Special. And even Specsavers have weighed in with heel or no heel, which is the big question about Noel. I'll share it all on the socials. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, guess what? Street life, it's the only life I know.
Street life, it's the only life I know.
Yes, here on The Breakfast Show, we like to get nosy every so often. I want to know about the shenanigans on your street, the chats in your Coles de Sac. I want to know about that once trusted neighbour who dropped something inappropriate into the Streets WhatsApp group. Whatever's going on, share with the group right now at 8:12:15, just like listener Adam in Birmingham did last week.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi,
Adam.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. So the big gossip is your neighbours having some, get this guy's, gravel delivered.
Okay.
Okay, so do we know what the gravel's for, Adam?
I'm guessing it's meant for the back garden, like patio or something like that, or stud base maybe.
Right, okay, so you've not been curtain twitching, taking a little look exactly where the gravel's going to go. You're a better person than I am. So your neighbour wanted the gravel for the garden, but wanted the delivery driver to put it on the front lawn.
That's right, yeah.
Now, this is where it's become the talk of the street. This is where the gossip comes from. Tell everybody what your neighbour did in order for the delivery driver to know where he wanted his gravel delivered.
So basically, obviously, he wanted to keep his driveway free, so he made a little sort of wooden picket sign, stuck it in the middle of the lawn, and the sign said, "Hardcore here."
Hardcore here!
Wow.
Oh, Adam, that's fantastic. Yeah. I bet you laughed, didn't you? Oh. Did you laugh?
Oh. Well, we did laugh. Obviously, bear in mind, we're telling this like with benefit of hindsight. The first thing we saw was this sign on the lawn saying "Hardcore here." So it's just a bit of a shock, really.
Yeah.
And the neighbours are at it, and they're advertising as well.
Well, they are. Yeah, it's always a quiet one today. But
always a quiet one. Good slogan for a T-shirt. No.
Hardcore here. Yeah.
It's a bit Jeremy from Peep Show, but I quite like it. Yes, thank you once again to listener Adam. Keep them coming. 8:12:15 is the number. We're going to get into this a little later. We have a story that we are desperate to share with you, and it's why we're kind of doing a street life special. I want to know, just how petty things have got. When it comes to the titillations on the terrace, the news on your avenues, how petty are things?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is the time to give somebody the chance to win their way into Liam Gallagher in Manchester performing Definitely Maybe in full. What a gig to be at. And hoping to do just that is Lara. Hello, Lara.
How you doing? Hey, Matt. You all right?
Hey, Lara. Welcome to the show. Lara is a police officer. She loves the main station. And you have an interesting story about this. I like the backstory, Lara. We were talking during that last song. You once, back in the day, had tickets to go and see Oasis. And yep. There's a reason, a very good reason, why you didn't go. Tell us what that reason is.
I was pregnant with my first.
You were pregnant with your first. And if you win these tickets to see Liam Gallagher do the debut Oasis album, who are you taking with you?
That same person I was pregnant with.
Oh.
Yeah, which is just amazing.
The circle of life. It's beautiful.
So we really hope you can answer all of the questions correctly as we play The Wit and Wisdom of Liam and Noel. I'm basically going to give you three quotes. They're all real, but some of them were said by Liam, others by Noel. Correctly identify which one of the fabulous Gallagher brothers said it, and you're winning your way in for you and your boy. Shall we play?
Yep, please.
Question one. On Fame, which Gallagher brother said this? Who am I? What do you mean, who am I? I'm the man. That's who. Was it Liam or Noel?
Liam, definitely.
It was definitely
of course
Liam.
It was.
He says here he said it in 2009, but I think he's pretty much said that every year
every
since
day.
1993 to the present day.
Pretty
and,
much,
you know, he's not far off the mark, to be fair to him. Okay, that's one down, two to go. Question two. On touring, which Gallagher brother said this? Tours are too long now. When I went away on that last tour, I had a cute eldest son. But when I came back, he had a tash and he was calling me bruv and wearing jewellery. Who said that in 2021?
Noel.
You're saying Noel is absolutely right. And in fact, he said it on this very show.
Tours now are so long. I went away on that last tour. I had a really cute eldest son. Good lad. When I came back, he had a tash. And he's calling me bruv, right?
What, bruv?
And he's calling me bruv, and he's wearing jewellery.
So, if you head to the Absolute Radio YouTube channel, by the way, there's a whole pile of me interviewing the Gallagher brothers. They're always on great form, which is why we came up with the idea for the Wit and Wisdom of Liam and Noel. But that's not important to you right now, Lara. What is important is get this next one right, and you and your son are going to see LG Live. So good luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Back in 1995, on the subject of death, which Gallagher brother said this? On my grave, I want them to write, don't come here with your bunches of flowers. In fact, I don't want a gravestone. I want a V sign. I want two fingers. Liam or Noel?
Liam.
Liam is, of course, absolutely right. Well done to you, Lara. Thanks for tuning into the show. Enjoy the gig, the long overdue gig.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait.
We'll speak to you very soon. We'll speak to you real soon. There is another chance for you to win as 10 weeks of tickets continues with Bush and Richie. All this week, it's your chance to see the Eagles and AC/DC.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As does a weekly opportunity for you to allow me to twitch the curtain of the UK and take a look at what's going on the streets, the cul-de-sac, in the closes, up and down and around this land. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a petty revenge street life special this week. Come join in at 8, 12, 15. And we're inspired by a story that my radio friend Nihal from Five Live described as Dogatha Christie. A listener named Ed got in touch already saying, what a weird way to tell people you bought a new laminator. Katie said, should have posted it through the letterbox. And Elaine simply said, what are street WhatsApp groups?
Whoa.
Do they exist? Yes, they do, Elaine. So, Matt, these are some of the comments on this story.
Yeah.
What's been going on?
Well, it's a hugely viral story from this week. My wife Katie's friend Fran is the person that posted it originally. She does a blog called Whinge Whinge Wine. She's very funny. This was a comment in their Facebook page, and it's peak petty neighbour behaviour, right? So the comment reads, someone let their dog do its business on our drive. Always incredibly annoying slash rude. We had a security camera. I trawled through hours of footage, found the incident. The bloke stood there and just watched his dog in action, looked around and then walked off.
Wow.
I took a screen grab, posted it on the street WhatsApp group, found the culprit and his address and printed the screen grab. I laminated it, picked up the said so the doings from my driveway and stapled the bag to the laminated picture, then left it on his doorstep. The proudest and pettiest moment of my life. That is revenge for you, that is.
So that's the kind of thing we're after. 8, 12, 15, that petty. I mean, it is Dogatha Christie.
Yeah.
It is a weird way to announce you've got a laminator. And, you know, you've got security cameras in your
house. Has got this.
Just to sprawl through.
Yeah. Well,
hours of footage to find the person.
It's an incredibly rude thing to do.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. You know, it's just downfall of society right there.
It is.
Do we know what the person... Has the person had a right to reply to this? Have they apologised?
We don't know who that person is and we can't identify
I know the Daily Mail are probably tracking him down as we speak, though.
The laminated picture of him just said, top tip, carry a poo bag as well as a phone.
Oh,
petty. Okay.
So how petty are things getting in your hood?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So we're doing a street life petty neighbour special. 8, 12, 15 is the number if you want to join in, which is Laura. Laura's done just that. She says, morning, Dave. Morning, Matt. I live in a new build and our entire street moved in together within a couple of months of one another. We all get on really well and we have street parties for any event going. Sounds like a nightmare to me. But at one of our parties, a neighbour got a little bit upset about parking.
Oh.
He got quite tipsy and said a few choice words to the house across the road. Oh, that is awkward. Next door chipped in. Oh. I even piped up too, Dave.
Dear.
The one who complained about the parking has now completely segregated himself from the rest of the street.
Oh, no.
Like Passport to Pimlico. Ask your grandparents. Even when we have street parties, he's totally removed himself from the WhatsApp group. And get this, he's gone so far, he's put his house on the market.
Wow.
I don't think that's petty. I think that's route one.
Extreme lengths to go
100%.
To.
100%. You've got to admire it, really.
Just to avoid street parties. He'll have to warn potential buyers about the obsession with street parties, won't he?
And as everyone on that street moved in within a couple of months of each other, they're always going to be the newbie, aren't they?
Yes.
Whoever's in the house.
Never quite part of the original
gang. Mr. Jenkins, he used to live there. You're not one of us. Right, we're having a party because, well, it's Thursday. Now... This is hashtag Twisted Binfluencer.
Oh, yeah.
Get this. My neighbour deliberately puts out the wrong bin the night before collection day.
What?
To confuse everybody else on the street. We all follow her lead. She's older than us. She kind of should know. We've been following her lead for years. She started doing this recently. She then gets up super early in the morning and changes the bin over to the correct one. She tried it again just yesterday, but we've clocked it. Hashtag Twisted Binfluencer.
Amazing. So she spotted that everyone was copying her. So I'm going to mess with their heads.
She's having some fun, man.
Amazing.
Having some fun. Okay, so it's street life. It's the Petty Neighbours special.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Street life.
It is Thursday morning. We have set aside some of the show for us to turn nosy Parker in your street life. It's the only life we know, but we're doing a petty special. And joining us right now, from an unnamed village somewhere in the UK. We have Matthew. Good morning, Matthew.
Hi, Matt. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Very
Hi.
Good. Thanks for asking. Lovely having you on the show. So your message to us starts with the immortal sentence, a pear tree was stripped during an anonymous nighttime raid in our village. My goodness. Matthew, set the scene. Let your words be a paintbrush. What happened that fateful night?
OK, so imagine the a really sleepy village where nothing happens at all. You know, if a bird flies over the top, people go mad type thing. So nothing happens. And, yeah, during the night... all these fruit, around the fruit time, all these pears got stolen off neighbour's pear tree. And it's, you know, it's a little, small tree in a front garden. So someone obviously came along, but they didn't just take one or two. They took the lot, and it's quite heavy trouble. So anyway, Facebook group, who's stolen my pears? You know, went on there, and they mad. Everyone, you know, the local tennis, you know, club and everything else like that got involved. It's not us, it's not them.
It's like Hot Fuzz here, isn't it? It's incredible, Matthew, yeah.
So, anyway, so then what he presumes to do is, you know, walking up and down the street, he'd taken a plaster cast of, like, footprints that were in the mud.
And oh, wow, Hercule Poirot!
Yes.
Thank you.
He had to then, like, sort of compare his shoes to know he wasn't the culprit, so he could just, like, discard him out of the process. But he'd walk up to people in the street, and if, you know, if he thought that it was them, he'd go up and ask to inspect their shoes to see if they had stolen his pears. And to this day, they still haven't caught the pear thief.
Oh, my goodness!
The mystery continues.
There's so much to unpack here. So yeah. You're telling me this guy, he compared the plaster cast to his own shoe so he could eliminate himself from his own inquiries?
Yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Proper, you know, he had the talcum powder out for fingerprints on the leaf.
Yeah, dusting for clues.
And then he went out onto the high street and would just approach random people who he thought, in his opinion, looked slightly suspect and ask if they wouldn't mind pressing their shoe into his plaster cast for comparison. Were these unsuspecting, unfortunate individuals on the high street that day, do you know if they played along? How many people were willing to, like, lift up their shoe and have it compared?
Well, a few of the locals, should we say, were like, well, no, it's not me. You can have a look at my shoe. So there was... Someone went round and nicked all of his pair. I don't know. He wasn't the most popular man, so I say. So I think.
Oh, wow.
Well, he sounds like a riot.
Yeah. So then, but now what he's done is he's beefed up his security. He put up a new fence so no one can come in and nick his pair.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. What a story.
Incredible stuff. We're looking for the pettiness on this Street Life special. Matthew, you've certainly delivered it. Hercule Poirot is born. Thank you very much indeed. We'll speak to you soon, Matthew. Nice one, man. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Street Life is something we do from time to time here on The Breakfast Show, where we basically get to play Nosy Parker, thanks to your reports of what's going on in, you know, streets and, you know, around your residence in the UK. We thought we'd do a kind of petty, spiteful special.
Yeah.
And my goodness, I've got to squeeze these in. I'm going to play you one more song before the news and sport with Katie, and then we'll launch the no repeat guarantee. But let's just fit these in, shall we? My neighbour gets his lawnmower out every time he hears mine going. So what I've started to do is I just start mine up randomly till I hear his go off. Then I just turn mine off and go back in the house.
Nice.
I also do it with my strimmer and hedge trimmers, Dave in Preston.
Strimfluencer.
Nice. Morning, Dave. My neighbours used to have a weekly book club, and despite offering our driveway for parking, they always parked on the grass outside our house, which caused a lot of damage due to the ground being soft. One night, me and my wife decided enough was enough and crept up to the row of Range Rovers. Oof. And let every single tyre down.
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't know. Are we on dodgy ground here? Yeah. We then returned home and watched the carnage unfold. To this day, they think it was committed by rowdy teenagers rather than just us, two petty adults. And that's from Anonymous.
I'll learn them.
Morning, Dave. We live in a very quiet street in the middle of nowhere in Hertfordshire. My neighbour constantly plays loud drum and bass when he pulls up in his car. A few of us has asked him to be courteous, as lots of older people live in the area, but he just started playing it louder. Oh, then one day last week, a quote-unquote sneaky neighbourhood cat dropped some sardines and mice into his open-top Audi. Love the show from your sneaky neighbourhood cat.
Yes.
Dave and Matt, my neighbours spent £80,000 in legal fees because they didn't like the orchard I'd planted. They lost the case and had to pay my £58,000 legal bill.
Oh, Lord.
We recently made 350 bottles of apple juice and we named it Spite Juice.
Oh, nice. Lovely can of spite. Nice.
They took some round as well. Yeah. Left it on the doorstep. Unbelievable scenes on your street life this week. Thank you to everybody for sharing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. A radio happening. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. And early doors, it's all about giving away some Breakfast Show merchandise. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Matt.
Hi,
Rachel. Welcome along to the show. Rachel is a police officer in Norfolk, and if she is to win a sauce, it's going to be the guest of honour at her wedding day next Sunday. So, Rachel, what an honour that is. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are you going to be... Well, firstly, congratulations. What's a police officer wedding like? Is it a great place to be? Do you guys know how to get down? Or is it all very safe and steady?
It's going to be the best place to be.
It's going to be the best place to be. And a bottle of our sauce could be there too. You thinking of trying to play for multiple sauces and do it as like a wedding favour?
Oh, yes.
That would be amazing. Yeah, that would work.
You know who genuinely did that?
Yeah.
You know
my partner's birthday today, so this could be an extra birthday present. Oh.
What's your partner's name?
Tim Copsey.
Tim Copsey's marrying a police officer.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be a police officer called Mrs. Copsey. Are you kidding me? Is this a children's book?
PC Copsey.
Is that what we're doing?
We're both PC Copsey.
You're both PC Copsey. Oh, I love that. What's that called when you get into a job with your name?
Nominative determinism.
Again, live on the Breakfast Show.
That's amazing. What the hell is going on?
Two police officers called the Copseys. Wonderful, isn't it?
Amazing.
Oh, we love this. We're so pleased for you. I was going to say, the person who genuinely had sauce as a wedding favour, he sat to my left now, Matt Dyson.
It's true.
It was one of the great things because all of your guests, we all got to have a really great time.
Mm.
We all went home a little bit squiffy.
Yeah.
And then when we got in and we had like the kind of hunger after that beautiful meal, we all had a bottle of Nando's sauce with us. It was just perfect.
With mine and Katie's faces on it.
Yeah, it was just great. Yeah, not like a little, netting bag of almonds. Who wants that? This was really great.
Who wants sugared almonds?
No one wants that. I want some hot peri-peri sauce.
Yes, but we'd settle for a place on the top table. But
we
imagine both of our sauces on the top table. That'll look nice.
Well, no, you've got to pick a sauce. You know the rules. But first... Rachel Copsey, if I may call you that. you've got to tell me, according to one listener who was lying, by the way, he said he went to school with me back in the 90s. How dare you? He said I was in a gang. Was it the Furby gang or the Tamagotchi gang?
It's got to be the Furby gang.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
It says you were part of a group called the Furby gang, where you collected Furbies and used to play Furby wars at lunch in the playground.
Yeah.
I still want to believe.
You want to believe.
But he said it was Lewisham. We didn't go to school in Lewisham, so have a piece of that.
No, it's not just the... As I said yesterday, it's not just the geography or the chronological...
It's everything about it is
it's
a
just
lie.
Not, I would, why would I be... I was so cool. I've always been cool. I'm cool now. I was cool then. Okay, Copsey, let's get down to business, shall we? Do you want at your wedding to the other Copsey? Do you want a bottle of Clough or a bottle of Fountain of Youth?
It's got to be the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, yes, Rachel. Wow. Thank you, officer. Do you know what? Matt's right. I think on the top table, you're going to need a bottle of both. So we'll send you one of each for your big day next Sunday.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And just like that, The Thursday morning edition of The Breakfast Show is finished. Yes, it is time to thank you for tuning in, joining in, and remind you that the whole thing lives on forevermore in podcast form. So if you missed the show, well, that's a good reason to go listen to the pod. If you are part of the show and you know your friends and family will never believe that you're on The Breakfast Show, well, you can get the podcast and go, listen to that. There's my story, live on air, of me being a petty, awful human being to my neighbours. but all the podcast requires is a title. Matt, we got saucy wedding favours, heel or no heel. It's a weird way to announce you've got a laminator, twisted binfluencer, spiked juice, or Hercule Perrault.
Oh, wow. Rich pickings today. I think I love twisted binfluencer, but
it's good.
I think spiked juice.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a very nice sound to it.
Yeah?
Spiked juice.
Spiked juice is the name of the brand new edition of the podcast, available, of course, wherever you choose to get your podcasts from. So Leona Graham's going to be here next. There'll be tea break trivia fun. There'll be the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which, in case you missed it, is worth £140,000. We'll be back amongst you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.